Trump White House: President is making significant progress in fixing the affordability crisis caused by the Biden administration. By Hannah Knudsen on November 20, 2025. The Trump White House is working to fix the affordability crisis, making significant progress in this area after Americans suffered underbeat inflation for years, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt pointed out during Thursday's press briefing. Leavitt pointed to the blockbuster September jobs report, which showed the addition of 119,000 jobs, more than doubling the forecast of 50,000 jobs. These gains came after the summer passage of President Trump's historic tax cuts and multiple big trade deals with countries around the world, Leavitt said. In particular, construction jobs surged by 19,000 in September, the largest monthly gain in a year. She also pointed out that most of this growth came from the private sector and native-born citizens rather than foreign-born workers. This, Leavitt pointed out, is the opposite of what we saw under the previous administration. Inflation also remains under control, and wages are up by 3.8% over the year for American workers because of President Trump's pro-growth policies. In fact, real wages are on pace to increase roughly $1,200 for the average worker this year under President Trump, she continued. This is a complete reversal of the failed Biden era, when we saw inflation skyrocket to 9%, causing private sector workers to see their wages decline by approximately $3,000, she said. While Americans are still suffering the consequences of the 4 years of economic disaster of the Biden administration, Leavitt said President Donald Trump is making significant progress to fix this. And he will not stop working until he solves it. As the president recently stated, he is never satisfied, she added. Vice President J.D. Vance also pointed to these economic realities during an event with Breitbart News Thursday morning. Describing the jobs report as huge, Vance said it proves that Trump economic policies are actually working. Wage gains, Vance continued, are beating inflation. He added, if you go back to the 3 years of the Biden administration, the average American worker actually lost about $3,000 of take-home pay. In the first 10 months of the Trump economy, Poirier increased take-home pay by about $1,200. He also highlighted that the private sector is driving this economic growth and that jobs are going to native-born citizens rather than foreign workers, a drastic change from the reality under the Biden administration. And what happened under the Biden administration is to the extent there was any job growth at all. If you looked at the data, almost all of the net job creation in the United States under the Biden administration went to the foreign-born, Vance explained. Now, of course, some of those people are illegal immigrants to the United States. But that means that a lot of the job creation was actually going to illegal aliens who shouldn't have been in our country, Vance added. Senator Bernie Moreno, RO, also appeared at the Breitbart News event and pointed to the influx of foreign workers imported by the Biden administration. Additionally, he said it is important that Americans remember that the damage inflicted upon the country under the Biden administration cannot be undone in a matter of months and urged Republicans to respond with urgency. These realities coincide with the Trump administration celebrating the strides made in the affordability crisis since he took office in January 2025. That includes falling gas prices, which reached record highs under Biden, as well as dipping mortgage rates, falling inflation, and boosts in take-home pay. Those victories do not even include what the Trump administration has achieved through trade deals and historic investments secured by the president, all of which can be found here.